Oh, welcome. Welcome to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is so good to see every one of you today. Would you all thank Jesus Christ for getting up today? Would you? And I want you to think about this for a moment. I got some good news already. Y'all can tell it's a little hot in the house today. This morning at 8 o'clock when we extended an altar, we had several people rush up to this altar to receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. I hope you'll always give thanks for that. Now, I got some good news this morning, and I'm not going to apologize for being loose, for being full of passion, because I want to tell you something. There's a hope in the house today. And the only hope in the house today is Jesus Christ got up. Now, you remember last week, if you were here, he came in. He came in. He came into Jerusalem. He knew the time was short. He knew sin would be placed on him. But the good news is he got up. Now think about this for a moment. How many of you all realize we're not going to keep Jesus down? We're not going to keep Jesus where we want him to be. I remember the first time I stepped into the tomb of Christ there in Israel in the garden. It's an interesting tomb. It was short and it was a box, which that intrigued my mind. And I said to myself, self, isn't it amazing? We always try to box Jesus in, don't we? I mean, they laid him in a box. You see, I always thought it was kind of a dome, but it was a box. And I stepped in there and I looked at that square and I thought to myself, boy, that's just like us, isn't it? That's exactly like us, isn't it? We think we can box Jesus in, but boy, I got good news. What we think we can do, God can undo. And early on Sunday morning, the stone was removed and the box was gone. And you know what? Still is. Now today, there's a question moving across this auditorium. Will you let Jesus be here? Here. Not there. Here. Here. In you. How many of y'all realize there's a lot of you in this room today packing the glory of God? Just kind of look at your neighbor and go, I'm packing the glory. Just let them know. Come on, I'm packing the glory. If you're a guest today and if you're wondering if we act like this all the time, yes. This is not a special service today. This is a continuation of all the resurrection services. Are you this hyper all the time? Yes. Let me tell you why. Nobody got him back in the box. Nobody's put him back in the box. In age, after era, after era, time after time in human history, we want to put Jesus back in the tomb. We say, Jesus, get back in your box. And guess what Jesus does? He says, I'm not going back in there anymore. I will not go back in the box. But I'll tell you what I'll do. How many of y'all realize that a lot of us today in this room, we live in a box? We really do. Today, I want you to hear the good news. There's a lot of good news. If you have yet to receive Jesus Christ, let me tell you, you are as good as you are. That's it. Now, some of y'all sitting there thinking to yourself, that's pretty good. Some of y'all say, hey, man, I got me an American Express card and got my name on it. I want you to know, Pastor Ayers, when I go to the restaurant, they have a seat for me. I want you to know down at Brickyard, they know where I sit. I want you to know that I live in a nice house and people think I'm successful. Well, let me tell you what that amounts to. Box. It's a box. Because you know what? If that's all you have in life, when you die, the stone will be permanent. Somebody listening? Talk to me, church. Anybody listening today? You see? Come on, you can talk to me today. This is the greatest day we celebrate. This is Resurrection Sunday. I had some people ask me, they said, Pastor Ayers, how come you never say Happy Easter? I said, Easter's too mild for me. Everybody wants to run around, hop around with bunnies. Lord have mercy. I like shooting bunnies. It's what I like to do. I just want y'all to know what kind of church you came to. I like to send my little dogs after bunnies and go hoppity, hoppity, boom, boom, boom. So what kind of pastor you're listening to? I don't sit around, color eggs, play with fake AstroTurf grass in a basket. You know what that is? A box. And God refuses to live in our box. You know what boxed us up? Sin. We've talked about that all week, hadn't we? There's a lot of people here Sunday night. We had the choir going and the praise was lifted up and the palm branches were flowing and everybody was singing, Hosanna, Hosanna. Got a little slim here when it was time to wash each other's feet. And when it was time to go to the garden and witness the sin of all humanity fall on Jesus, it was just like it was in the original week. There were many who were still asleep. And when it got time for the cross, not too many of us stood there and watched. In fact, we ran away because we were very frightened that it might be our turn next. I mean, we had heard the words of Jesus. Here's what he said. He said to the early disciples, if someone would follow me, they would pick up their cross. And we just weren't ready for that yet. And on early that Sunday morning, we came looking for Jesus. And you know what's so cool? We didn't find him. Did you hear what I just said? We didn't find him. Go with me to Luke chapter 24 if you have your Bibles. And if you don't have your Bibles, please do not feel guilty at all, because God has provided in this moment of history a giant Bible on the screen, okay? So you can just read along with me for a moment. But early, on the first day of the week, very early in the morning. Now, I just want to point out something. Even you early risers, I know a lot of you take pride in getting up early around here, and you tell me as your pastor, well, Pastor, I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, what do you want me to do? Pray for you? In fact, I told one guy to ever tell y'all this story. One of the first churches I served as a pastor, I had this deacon, and Bobby, you can relate to this having pastoral experience. It was about 5 o'clock in the morning, and I had this deacon, and he called my house, and he said, Preacher, just wanted to wish you a good morning. Just wanted to let you know when the rest of the world got up. I said, Deacon's good to hear from you. Happy morning to you. I hung up the phone. I said, I'm going to get me a deacon. So a few weeks later, I was called out to the hospital, and it was about 2:30 in the morning when I got back in. And so I called the deacon. I said, hey, deacon, just want to let you know when preachers go to bed. See you in the morning. You know what? He never called again. Here's what I'm going to tell you something, though. God gets up before you do. Did somebody listen to me this morning? God gets up before you do. You see, it was very early in the morning. So early. Nobody was up but God. As the ladies were on their way, God had already made the way. See, here's what I'm telling you all this morning. I'm asking you to surrender, not plan. Some of y'all are planning to go to heaven. That's your problem. We can't make the plans. Some of you all are hoping that When you die, you'll be handed a spiritual GPS. God will give you a holy garment, and you can make your plans on how to get there. Here's what I want you to know. He's already made the way. The way was up as they were on their way. You got it? The way was up as they were on their way. Now, Sheriff, it's always interested me who went to the tomb. Now, it wasn't the men. Have y'all noticed that? Early in the morning, who was up? The women. Some of you women already today, you got the whole house coming over. You got the grandkids, the wannabe grandkids, their friends. You'll have a lot of people, you know, this afternoon as you celebrate and you eat. And you know what? This morning, a lot of you women already got up. And what did you have on your mind? We got to have the Bunnings out. We got to get this. We got to get that. Got to get the eggs. Get there. How many of y'all got a commando mother at the house? At our house, her name is Elizabeth. And she wakes up in the morning because she constantly lives with a day timer in her head. Even on vacation, she can tell us the schedule for the next 6 months. Like we want to hear it. These ladies are like them, and they're ladies. Now, there's another reason the ladies went to the tomb. God's smart. Who did he send to the tomb? Why? He knew everybody would hear about it if he sent the women. Ladies, am I not right? Christy, you know those ladies were already texting as soon as they got there. He's calling one of her girlfriends on a sundial, saying, hey, wait a minute. He's not here. Hey, y'all know this. There is something more powerful than the internet. A woman on a mission. Am I not telling the truth? Women, I honor you. Because where were the men early in the morning? Nothing changed. Men and women trying to kick the disciples out of bed, and the disciples going, I ain't going out there. They've crucified him, and I'm not leaving the house. Because I'm next. You see, there's tension when you follow God. Tension. I'm next. Well, the women get there. It's amazing. Very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and they went to the tomb. Now, I want you to notice that this is common with Jesus. Very common with Jesus. They were going with their expectation to God. And they expected God to be dead. You know what? I love y'all a whole lot. But some of us are very limited to our expectations, aren't we? You know, as I was in worship just a few minutes ago with all of you, I thought to myself, self, what does the glory of God really look like released on the earth, Bob? What does it look like? I'll tell you what it looks like. It looks like an empty tomb. Early in the morning, an empty tomb where death has been defeated. How many of y'all glad to know death's been defeated? You better be glad. Yeah, I'm glad. Watch this. No, I'm telling you the truth. I'm glad that when I die, I don't die. How many of y'all, when you die, you're not going to be dead? I hope my family walks by me and goes, he's done with that body. Really, that's what I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen. How many of y'all glad to know we get a resurrected body? How many of y'all believe that? Dr. Christ, you're out of a job in heaven. No doctors in heaven. No medical insurance. No Obamacare. It's all taken care of. Isn't that great? Some of y'all going, is there taxes in heaven? They've already been paid. There was. There was a penalty. A fine. The fine for sin is death. And they laid him in a box. West Strader tried to hold him down. It looked like the 15th round in a boxing match. The world had released all of their fury on Jesus. The best of the best had showed up. The religious manipulators had worked their wares. The government had pronounced its sentence. Jesus, the King of the Jews, crucified. But early, early, early on that first morning, God pronounced God. That's what went on. Did love win? Yep. But so did justice. So did mercy. So did holiness. So did eternity. And so did you and I. Because at this moment, as the women were looking for death, they found a stone rolled away. How many of y'all need a little roll away in your life today? You said, well, Pastor Steve, that won't work for me. Why not? You're not human? You're not human? Now, I want you to hear me. I love you guys. I want you to hear me. I got a lot of men in here today. I'm proud of you men for being in church today. We're open next Sunday, too. I love you guys. Listen. But some of you I will not see again because you will not get past your stone. And here's what you believe, and I mean it's to the core of your ankles. You believe if you're a good man, you're going to go to heaven. And I'm going to tell you something right now. You in a box. And I'm not getting on you. I'm just telling you the truth. Your first short-sightedness is you don't understand how good heaven is. Because if you did, you'd never call it good. You see, I can't be good enough to get to heaven. The best I can do is walk some death spices to his grave. Jason, that's it. That's all I can do. I can honor Jesus. I can say Jesus was a good man. He healed folks. Shannon, you know, he gave life. I say he was a good man. But let me tell you what God can do. Let me tell you what Jesus did. Let me tell you what's in the house today. God rolled away the stone and set his messenger on the tomb. And as they approached the tomb, guess what they saw? Two men standing there. Here they are carrying death, and two men, angels in the Lord, pronouncing life. You ready to check us out? They gleamed. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. You know why? It can't get dark enough to shut God out. Can't get dark enough, my friends, to shut God out. Somebody needs to hear that right now. Somebody came in here today thinking that it's over. That's not what Jesus said. He said it's finished. Not over. Finished. And you know what I say? God's not finished with us yet. Isn't that great? Jones is not over. 15th round. Yeah. Did they kill Jesus? For a little while. How many of y'all glad to know the best we can do is kill God for about 3 days? And then early in the morning, what we think we've done, God overcomes. He went in. He went on. He went up on a cross. He descended, check us out, into the pits of hell. See, Jesus didn't die. He paid the penalty. I believe that Jesus Christ descended into the pits of hell, the bowels of hell. And in that moment, set the captive free. And early, he rises. Forever and ever. In their fright, the women bowed. They bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, why do you look for the living among the dead? I ask us the same question this morning. Why do we look for life in those things that are dead? You want to hear good news? You know what he says? He's not here. I told you, didn't I? You can't keep Jesus in a box. You roll the stone away. You put the guards out in front of it. And guess what God will do? He'll move our guards out of the way and bring his. And they don't put stones in the way. They roll stones away for the way to come forth. That's in here today. Did you hear what he said? Cynthia, he said, he's not here. You know why? He's here. If you will, do this. He's here. He's here. Pass it on. He's here. Pass it on. Come on. He's here. Come on. He's here. He's here. He's here. Y'all in the front row now. He's here. He's here. He's here. Y'all thought you were going to hide, didn't you? He's back here, isn't he? He's in the balcony, isn't he? He's in the balcony, isn't he? Oh, I thought he was. He's not what? Where is he? You ready? And because he's not here, but he's here, all things are possible. And let me tell you the greatest news of all. For every one of you in this room that have said, Lord Jesus, I know I've sinned. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me. Guess what? You'll never have a last breath. You'll never have a last breath. Peggy, no last breath. And there's a day coming. You're going to meet an old honorary fellow that you loved a bunch. He'll be in some heavenly overalls. And he'll go, Peggy, where you been? You'll see her again. And we'll see our loved ones again. You know why? He's not here. He is here. And I tell you, just as that day that stone was rolled away, there is a day in the certain future that the clouds will part, the trumpet will blow, and in the twinkle of an eye, he will return, risen, risen, risen forever and ever and ever and ever. Amen. Amen. Well, if you believe it, stand on up. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's that real. And today, you know what? We're going to open this altar up. If all of you need to get baptized, God has provided a thunderstorm. We may just walk out in the parking lot in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. He's not here. He's here. My friends, several of you today need to make that first step. Baptisms aren't done today. Here's the deal we got. We're not real bright, but we are smart enough to find us some gym shorts at a discount price. If you need to be baptized after this service, we're going to baptize at 11 o'clock. I hope we see baptisms after 11 o'clock. If we got to go all day, you know what I say? He is risen. Maybe your time. Maybe you've never made that pronouncement in baptism, but today it's time for you to roll the stone away. No, no. It's time to walk through the stone that's already been rolled away. Pastor Jeff, a lot of beautiful people here today have been pushing on their own stone, hadn't they? Been pushing at it. White knuckled. I'm going to get better. I'm going to get better. I'm going to get better. How many of y'all have run that song and danced? You're not going to get better. But he who is here will make you new. So today, on this resurrected Sunday morning, on the morning that the stone was rolled away and the box turned empty, will you say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. I believe. I believe. I believe. Maybe you need to come and say, Pastor Steve, you know what? I received Jesus during this Holy Week, and I need to step up and be baptized in his name. You know what? I don't know about you. I don't want anybody to doubt where I stand. You know where I'm going to stand? With Jesus. Amen. Unless somebody can come today and tell me somebody else that's defeated death. I love reading history. And all the famous people, Reverend Pugh, all the famous people that I read about in history are dead. But David, I read about the greatest of all. And his last words are, I will be back soon, for I am the Son of the Living God, resurrected forever and ever. Receive me for everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pastors, be ready. For there is the great work of God in this moment. Let it happen. As you come forth today, receive Christ, come and pray. You say, Pastor Harris, if we all come up there today, there won't be enough room. You know what you stand sitting in? Chairs. You know the cool thing about these chairs? They scoot back. So let it happen. Amen. Lord Jesus, some people thought they were coming to Easter church today. And in the midst of hearing your truth, you removed their stone. So may they drop their death spices, the sin that kills, and pick up a life that is available only in Jesus. If that is your need today, a new life, this altar is open. Come and receive him. Come and pray. Come and rejoice. For I have great news. Guess what? He's not here, but he's here. Come on. He's not here. He's here. He's here. No. He's really here. So you're going, Pastor Steve, he's not here. Really? Ask him. If you're so intellectually tough, ask him. What are you going to do? Mix up a scientific potion when you're dead to see if you can resurrect? That'll be deadly. Come on. This altar is God's moment with you. arise, arise and live. Come, let's follow him who will not die. Amen? Come on.